All right, this next topic has come into focus a lot lately because over the last few months we've seen the Dr. Rick commercials where he asks, do we really need a sign that says live, laugh, and love? No, no, we don't. And he throws it in the trash.
The woman's reaction is so funny, too.
So funny. She's horrified right that he's throwing that away.
Right after she reads it, and then he just takes it, throws it away. Yeah, and we've joked about this because I don't know about in your homes, but in my house, we do have the signs. And these are, I'll tell you the ones we have in a second, but these are some examples. These are like the top signs that I could find with those who sell these at decor centers. A sign may hang up that says, this is us. It may say, gather, or I love us.
Wait, wait, I've not heard about the us ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen those hanging in homes, and they're very prominent.
Wait, on the so sign. You just have in your hallway, somebody has a sign that says, this is us?
Uh-huh.
Can that just hang by itself, or did they surround it with family photos?
You can make that a grouping. Yeah, this is us, and you have family photos around it. I've seen it both ways.
Because
a
it
grouping.
Seems...
I forgot that that's the term, grouping. Right?
Oh, boy, that's a big player at our house.
It seems very out of place if it's just by itself. What does it mean?
It's a piece of
just
art.
Kind of look around.
You have to
and,
debate what it means.
You'll see, this is us. Yeah, what you see here is, this is us. Faith, hope, love. Faith, love, family. That's another one.
It's just basically you just rearrange the things and you can make a new product.
Love makes a house home. That's another very popular one. A wooden sign that says, P.S. I love you.
What's the first part, though?
I don't know. I love you today, tomorrow, and forever.
Yeah. Who's the you? Are all these dedicated to you, George?
I don't know. Now, we don't have all these in my house. These are like some of the top signs that I've seen.
Okay.
Either I've seen them in someone's home or...
But some of these you do have in your home.
Yeah, we'll get to those here in a second, the ones that we have. Let's see. We may not have it all together, but together we have it all.
Oh,
good God.
That's a country song.
Let's see. This kitchen is seasoned with love.
Oh, that's the primary season that's used in that kitchen. Okay.
Not paprika.
Mm-mm.
No. One sign may just say it all with a wooden sign with very beautiful script that just says family. Enough said, Gordon. Mom's rules. Number one, mom's always right.
No.
Number two, if you disagree, see rule number one. Or how about this one? This home runs on love, laughter, and lots of strong coffee. That's what runs this home. That's what you're dealing with when you walk into this house.
Why do we feel the need to say all these things?
I don't know. So, how many do we have in our house, and how many of those did we hit on? We do have, just outside the kitchen, maybe the all-time sign of live.
Laugh and love?
Laugh, love. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You have that one.
We've got it. It's really, it's not real prominent, though, and it's in a really fancy cursive, so you kind of have to look at it. It's not jarring.
Okay, but what does the person who put that up think of the Dr. Rick commercials?
Thinks they're funny.
But well, not enough to take it down?
No. No.
It doesn't make her self-conscious.
No.
Oh, it's a her that put it up?
Well, I have to do the hanging.
Okay, so you actually put
yeah,
it.
But, yeah.
No, you do to the right. Look, your nope. Job is the funding and the hanging.
Here, try it with these two things next to it, then we'll go to the grouping
the
part
decorating.
Of it. Yeah. We do have one that's on a shelf that just in wood lettering says love. Mm-mm. We do have one wooden sign that says home with the silhouette of the state of Texas. That's our home.
Happy fall, y'all. Didn't y'all have a pillow that said that?
Yes, a pillow that said that, yeah. And this is the most confusing one I saw, and this is a part of a grouping, and this is like a ceramic type thing, and there's like a floral design.
Hello, ceramic.
There's a floral design, another some sort of design, little plaque, and then right next to that is one that says friendship.
I'm telling you, I think, is this a Christian white woman thing?
Yes.
Because it seems like,
so, yeah.
It seems like a lot of the women that I know that put up those signs 10 years ago had a whole wall full of crosses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've seen the combo, though. I've seen the wall full of crosses and the signs, too.
Because I know there's a hobby store that sells a lot of crafts that sure. have the one word or the three words.
Yeah.
And it's always the same inspirational word salad.
Yeah. Now, I have one in my office that says, nothing says love like a Labrador retriever.
You have a sign in your office.
Yeah. So I'm guilty of it, too.
Did you buy that one? You installed that one?
I think it was given to me.
A gift.
But I like it. I have it right next to my record player. I like that sign. And you know what? We have a few. The other sign that we have is, this place is not under construction. Boys just live here. That's in the laundry room.
Man.
But you know what? Everyone's making fun of these, but I don't mind them. In fact, It's not. If I had a problem with it, I would say, do we really need these? And it gives her joy, and she's. Mm-hmm. I give her credit in being a really good decorator. Our house is
she's good at groupings.
She is, and our house has always looked really nice. And she's always been the idea person behind that. We share some ideas about furniture and things like that, and where what should go. But as far as paintings and things like that, that's been basically her call. And I'm not one who is wanted to have the dogs playing poker hanging in the dining room. That wasn't my idea. Or maybe a 12-point that one of my kids shot in the last 10 years hanging on the fireplace. They do seem to win most of those matchups, though. Very few homes, at least that I go in with my friends.
It looks like the woman is winning the matchups.
She is in charge of what we are going to hang, and if we're going to have signs, what they're going to say, and all that. But I don't mind them, and I don't think you should throw them away. And if you have them in your home, the commercials are funny, and they're making fun of something that, yeah, it is kind of weird that we just hang these sayings, but if it brings you some joy, and if you like it, don't feel ashamed of it. It's not really that ridiculous.
You like them, but it sounded like you were making fun of them for about 5 minutes at the start of the segment.
Some of them I think are kind of funny, and absolutely, and we both laugh at that commercial. I think that those commercials are hilarious, and not all of them have to do with signs around your home, but that is one of the common themes of that last commercial.
Not becoming your parents.
Becoming your parents is the big deal. But yeah, it's a fad that maybe we'll really laugh at 10 years from now. And we won't have these around.
We're laughing about it now.
Yeah, some are laughing about it now.
Laugh,
more than others.
Gather, love, kitchen.
Kitchen.
Yeah. Love. Light. It's forever.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to put up a line. That death row inmate that chanted that before he went to go meet the devil.
Now, when did this become really big? Again, I think there's a Chip and JoJo factor here. They're very big on
live live
word magic. Yeah,
love gather
pantry.
Dance like no one's watching.
Yes, and they'll even make custom signs for somebody. And you know, if they know part of their story, they'll put that in writing on a wood feature and hang it up. And so, yeah, I think they have really added to this and this whole that whole decor farmhouse. Kind of thing, I think, has really taken off here the last 5 years, and I think that's why we've seen such a growth in it. But it's got to be a big business.
P1s are sharing signs that they have in their home or signs they've seen in people's homes.
Oh, great.
Here's one. What I love most about my home is who I share it with.
I love that one.
I don't think we have one hanging up in our home.
Not one.
Not a single one. And I guess this is my problem with those. When I look at them, not only are they corny in most cases, but to me, seeing and reading the exact same thing every single day, I think would get old.
Yeah, but it maybe it's just like that painting you get tired of and you take that down.
I think with a painting, you notice new, different things, nuances all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't think you would notice different nuances about something that said live, laugh, and love all the time.
I think these will eventually come down at some point. We'll get tired of looking at them, just like, I don't know, any other sort of decoration that you move off of a shelf or you move it off of a wall. But I mean, we've joked about them a lot, obviously. I don't mind them, though. And sometimes I think, oh, yeah, like, that grouping looks pretty good there with gathering those, our family and the all family right. pictures around it.
What this is, Junior, we've lost him.
Yep.
He's gone to the other side, yep. and he's now become institutionalized.
Yes.
In saying he doesn't mind these signs.
They're kind of cool.
You're the one, though, cool. that for a long yeah. time has made fun of the gather pillows and all of that.
I have.
Now, you're the now one who taught me about these things.
I'll do anything
now
to
you've
laugh.
Gone over to the other side.
Gather.
Here's another one. And these are big, too. Signs for your dogs. Like, I got one. Nothing says love like a Labrador Retriever. Home of a spoiled, rotten dog. And these are really nice wooden signs, too. I mean, it's not as if they're just, you know, really cheap on a piece of plastic or something like that. We got to have something for the dogs. And I bet dogs, the actual location of the room, like kitchen, pantry, and something about wine or coffee. I think those lead the nation.
Those are annoying to me when they have the room labeled. Like, if you're in kitchen, do you need a sign that says kitchen?
I right. know I'm in kitchen.
I'm in kitchen. I know I'm in kitchen.
Friends like wine. Get better with age. That's another one. If you want sent us again a wine or something about coffee, you got to work those in. Don't throw them away. Keep them up, and don't take too much grief.
Mommy needs a drink. Is that one of the signs?
Yeah, I'm sure that one's in there somewhere.
You can't put limits on aliens.
Yeah, should I start getting some of my sayings?
All of our great sayings should be signs in homes.
Yes.
You can teach an animal. Even an alligator sign language.
That would be a great sign.
The BSBB in the kitchen.
Let's hear some more that are now offered.
No, just there's okay. no rules in the animal world. How are you going to keep tots fresh? I was just thinking how much I really like shopping carts. We don't know what normal behavior is in Portugal. I have noticed a lot of caramel lately.
Really, a general rule of thumb, never trust a fart.
You guys ever watch the Mickey Mouse Club?
You are worthless. You are stupid. You're a F in this and an F in that.
Put that in a kid's room. You don't want to be pitied because you're a cripple in a wheelchair, then stay in your house.
Oh, God, Gordon, geez, that's not a good man. Sign.
Terrible.
God. Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, okay, on that note, it's 8:32 on the ticket. All right, coming up next.